The night is quiet, and the roads are empty as a family drives through the countryside. The mother and father hold hands as their child sits in the back, playing on his portable device.
No, 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 no!
Everything okay back there, kiddo?
Ugh, the stupid boss is way too overpowered!
Maybe it's time to take a break for a little while. I can give you a hand once we reach the hotel.
Yeah, come on, Adam. Just enjoy the ride. We're almost there.
The kid resumes playing, staring down at his screen. Their van continues on the road, striking a pothole, causing the boy to drop his device. Adam struggles to reach it as the device begins to slide towards the back of the van.
Shit. Sorry about that.
Hopefully that wasn't expensive.
She can handle it.
He pats the dash of the van, not noticing the child in the back unbuckling his seatbelt. The boy quickly moves to the back of the van to retrieve his game.
Sit down, Adam.
His father notices now, in a panic.
Adam! Get back to your seat right now! You know you can't be up when the van is moving.
But I dropped my game!
Leave it! It's not safe! Get back in your seat!
Adam, listen to your father!
Their eyes are off the road for too long. As Mrs. Kelly looks to the right, her heart sinks.
Charlie, look out!
Charles quickly looks away from the mirror, noticing a large truck swerving towards them from the right side. Charles has little time to react as the truck collides with the back of their van, sending it over to its side. Everything at that moment went dark for Adam.
Mr. and Mrs. Kelly, I'm sorry. The damage to his lower legs was too severe. We weren't able to save them.
Oh, God.
He's going to need all the support from you both in order to adjust to his new life. And with proper care and love, Adam will be able to live just as normal of a life as anyone else.
It's all my fault.
Mrs. Kelly takes her husband into her arms as they weep together quietly. Adam lies unconscious in the bed nearby, his vitals beginning to fluctuate.
Why didn't you listen to me? Can you hear me? Adam? Wake up!
Warden awakes suddenly from his dream, noticing the rest of his party already to their feet, packing up camp.
Good morning, Warden.
Hey. You guys waiting on me?
Yep.
No, not at all. We won't be able to rest from this point on, so it's best we are totally ready before moving forward.
Warden shoots Melanie some side-eye before getting to his feet.
Good. I should be all set then.
Well, then let's get to it. With the Citadel in sight, things are only going to get worse.
He sounds way too excited.
The party continues moving down the path. The road to the Citadel is a long and decayed path. Deceased plants and animals lay all along the road.
This is so... Did the darkness really do all this?
I'm afraid so. That's how it starts, anyways. A small area is tainted by the void until it slowly dies and spreads to nearby areas. Fortunately for us, this is contained.
But how? I mean, what stops it from spreading from here?
That's a great question. But whatever it is, just be grateful. It goes without saying, but let's be on our guard from this point forward.
Understood.
I don't even hear the birds anymore.
You're right. I'm not sure when it started, but it's eerily quiet now.
Yep. That is why I said to be on our guard.
They continue down the road to find the situation worsening. Now, along with the decayed animals, are various dead knights. Or at least what remains of them.
They say the Citadel was protected from Umbral Stalkers, so I don't understand how this could happen.
Are those Stalker things different from that Nestor we killed?
Oh yeah, Stalkers are the real deal. Don't get me wrong though, Nestors are nasty too. But the Stalkers are the ones you really need to worry about. They say one Stalker has a strength of 10 men.
Jesus, that sounds kind of scary.
Really scary.
It'll be fine. I'm sure that fire sword of yours can handle them, no problem. See, I knew we brought you along for a good reason.
But, Lady Melanie, you didn't want Mr. Leo to come in the first place.
Regardless, I'm glad he's here. I also cannot wait to try out this new weapon.
Hey, Warden, why don't you just use your little wishing flower and wish the shadows away?
You know, I hadn't considered that.
Oh, come on. What fun would that be?
I'm sorry, what part of this is fun to you?
Well, the challenge. And also having an adventure party to travel with. I've always been more of a solo act.
It might be a good idea to save the wish in case things get particularly hairy.
With the main entrance growing closer, dark particles fill the air like an ashy rain.
Is this safe to breathe in?
I would not recommend it.
Louis covers his nose as Leo pulls a covering over his face. Melanie buries her face in her cloak. Finally, they stop just before the large steps leading up to the doors.
All right, team. Let's try to be safe in there, okay?
Leo pushes the large doors open, revealing the dark interior. The beam of light barely lighting the way as the shadows seem to almost attack it. Leo draws his sword, igniting the blade.
Flames of passion, protect us.
Are there any light switches or sconces we can light? I can hardly see a thing.
Same here. And I can usually see very well in the dark.
This darkness here is supernatural. It's not just the dark room. Any enhancement to your vision will not help you here.
Don't worry, Melanie. Stay behind me, and I will keep you safe.
You should be the one staying back. And cover your face!
Louis pulls his face covering over his face, and Melanie does the same. Warden uses the light from his cannon to try and illuminate his surroundings, but it isn't much help.
It's like the darkness just absorbs the light.
They don't call it all-consuming for nothing.
The shadows move around them as they cautiously traverse the room. Warden is startled by a crash as he spins, charges his cannon, and fires into the void.
Jesus, Warden! A little warning next time!
Sorry! I just...
Wait! Don't shoot!
A young man steps out of the darkness with his hands raised high.
Do not move!
Leo, he's just a kid.
We can't be too sure.
What are you doing in here?
Well, you see, I was dared by my friends to come in here, and once I got in, I decided that I should just wait here.
Wait for what?
Someone foolish enough to enter behind me.
The young man's eyes go completely purple as darkness wisps around him.
Called it.
Ah! Another Nestor!
Then we'll kill it like the last!
Melanie draws her belt as the wraith quickly rips through the man, flying towards him.
No, you don't!
Leo lunges forward with his flaming sword, but it is unneeded as Louis steps forward, drawing the staff from his back.
You will not lay a finger on her!
The staff extends as he swings for the wraith. It connects, sending the creature back into the darkness. Warden steps up, firing his cannon after the Nestor.
Louis?
Yes, ma'am?
Thank you.
Melanie gives Louis an awkward pat on the head.
I highly doubt that's the only danger in here, so please stay focused. Assume any other person we find is a Nestor, got it?
Sounds good to me.
Agreed.
The shadows continue to move around the floor then, as several dark, wispy figures fly towards them.
There's more!
Watch out!
Leo swings his sword through the first Nestor as it disintegrates before him. Warden aims true, firing several quick blasts at his attacking wraith. Holes rip through the Nestor until it too breaks down.
Last one! Look out, Melanie!
I see it! Louis!
Right!
Louis extends his staff, smacking the Nestor towards Melanie, who readies her sword.
Hey-ya!
With a swift strike, the shadow is no more. Though it isn't much, the room has grown a tad brighter. The four fight their way into the next room. Though it's hard to make anything out, the space feels a bit larger. The shadows start moving once more as three figures stand before the pot.
Oh, great! Now what?
Stalkers!
What do?
We fight!
Leo rushes forward, slashing at the first umbral stalker. The being catches the burning blade between its hands, the flame slowly burning away its stygian flesh. An eerie purple glow shines across the stalker's face, emulating a dastardly smirk.
No way! I didn't even flinch!
We have to help him!
How?
The second stalker rushes Leo, landing a mighty punch. He crashes into the wall behind as Warden steps up now, his cannon charging.
Okay, let's see how you like this!
Warden fires a large cannon blast towards the two stalkers. The explosion wraps around them as smoke begins to conceal them.
Now might be a really good time for you to go off She-Wolf, Melanie.
I didn't do that on purpose. I don't know how to transform at will.
Have you tried getting angry?
You can transform too? That's so cool!
Through the smoke, two sets of purple eyes are seen as the stalkers advance. The third begins to enter the fray now as Warden begins charging another blast. Leo finally frees himself from the rubble, looking for his blade. He notices the third stalker.
Warden! On your left!
Warden hardly has the time to react as the stalker rushes him down. Blue energy wraps around Warden's body suddenly and surges forward. A spectral blue warrior stands between Warden and the stalker with a blade at the ready. The stalker swings for the specter, but is instead greeted by a blade. The ethereal sword slashes through the creature's arm.
You actually hurt it!
Keep it up! We got this!
Fire begins to swirl in Leo's palms as he forms an orb of fire.
Eat this!
Leo launches the fireball towards the two stalkers. The front one takes the blast. Its body smokes from the impact, showing signs of wear.
They're strong, but they are not invincible. Stay on the assault, and we can beat them.
Right!
Melanie swings her whip sword towards the wounded stalker. The blade wraps around the creature's arm, slicing it up, but still, the stalker stands unwavering. It grabs the blades and pulls Melanie towards it.
Whoa! Lady Melanie!
Louis takes his staff and swings it down onto the whip sword. The force severs the arm of the stalker. Melanie drops forward, bracing herself as the sword retracts into a solid blade.
Okay, whip mode is a bad idea. Got it.
Melanie, duck!
Melanie shows little hesitation as she drops. Warden steps up behind her. His cannon fully charged, he fires.
How do you like this?
The stalker straightens up as the large cannon fire flies towards it. The stalker is obliterated on impact.
Nice! Only two more to go.
Great! We just have to wait for old Warden here to charge another blast.
No good. Cannon is overheated. It might take some time to cool down.
Warden shifts his arm back into its original form as he draws the axe from his back. Meanwhile, the specter is destroyed by the stalker.
Heads up!
Leo hurls another ball of fire towards the advancing stalker, stopping it in its tracks. Leo quickly scoops up his blade and leaps for the creature. Melanie and Warden join forces to fight back the last foe as Louis extends his staff outwards, swinging on the stalker.
Hi-ya!
Louis, wait!
The stalker catches the pole in its hands, swinging poor little Louis. The creature releases the staff, sending the boy crashing into the citadel wall.
Louis!
You bastard!
Warden's eyes flash red as he swings his axe down onto the stalker. The axe slashes into the creature's shoulder. Shadows seep from the wound like blood, but the stalker hardly seems to mind. It swings wildly for Warden, who blocks with his left. The creature grips Warden's forearm as it begins to deteriorate slowly. His eyes return to their natural blue state.
Warden! Let go of him!
Melanie drives her blade into the stalker's arm. It buckles, releasing Warden's arm, allowing him to get away.
Thanks!
Are you okay?
Yeah. Look out!
The stalker grabs Melanie by her wrist, lifting her into the air. Quickly, she is overwhelmed by pain. Louis hears Melanie's cries as he struggles to his feet.
Melanie!
Louis is overcome with rage. The small boy begins to change as his body begins to grow larger. Melanie struggles against the stalker as she becomes weaker and more pale. Warden fights to free her, but is knocked back to the ground. The large monkey-like creature leaps across the room, colliding with the stalker. Melanie is dropped to the ground in the process. Leo finally manages to overpower his stalker as his burning sword tears through it.
Well, that wasn't so bad.
Leo turns back to see Melanie and Warden injured as a monstrous Louis pummels the final stalker. The beast rises, tearing the axe out of the stalker's shoulder and slams it down into the chest. The stalker explodes into dark energy that disperses from below the beast. Louis triumphantly pounds his chest. Louis turns back towards Melanie with an expression of concern. He rushes back to her, shrinking in the process.
Easy, Melanie. I got you.
Louis rushes to her side, seeing her poor condition and scarred arm. Leo joins them.
Lady Melanie!
Quick! Wrap up that arm. Melanie, this is going to hurt.
Louis tears part of Melanie's cloak, wrapping her forearm.
It's okay, miss. I got you.
Louis tries to pick up Melanie, but is unable to lift her, still hurting from his last attack. Warden steps in.
It's okay, Louis. I've got her.
Warden lifts Melanie up and holds her close in his arms.
I've got you.
Warden?
Shh. Don't waste your energy. What's wrong with her?
The Umbral Stalker must have gotten a hold of her. They can drain the life force of their targets, which in turn makes them stronger.
Is she going to be okay?
Some rest should help. However, unless she is seen by a healer soon, her strength may never fully return.
Great. Then we can't waste any more time. We need to get this Citadel back online.
Agreed. Let's keep looking. The shadows in here already seem to be lightening up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The party moves deeper into the Citadel, finding what looks to be a gathering hall. Several seats are arranged around a large round table that wraps around, leaving a platform in the center, opening up towards a large throne. Several large statues line the walls in various conditions.
Well, if I had to guess, I'm sure there's controls somewhere in here. It makes sense based on the room.
Leo approaches the throne, seeing a large crystal orb on the left side.
Bingo! Now we just have to figure out how to turn this thing on. Usually there's an activator or something.
Warden carefully lays Melanie on the table while Louis stands guard.
Louis, watch Mel. Let me take a look, Leo.
Go right ahead. Help yourself.
Warden examines the orb, looking around it for any sort of mechanism.
I don't see anything.
It must run on magic then.
You got any of that?
Yes, but just fire magic. I don't see that being very helpful.
Yeah, I guess not. That's a bummer.
Warden places his hand on the orb. As if reacting to his touch, it begins to illuminate. The shadows once again start to come alive, drawing in on the party.
Warden, Leo, they're coming back!
Holographic symbols are displayed in the center of the room.
Initiate tower defense protocol. Yes, absolutely!
You can read that?
The symbols quickly vanish as the room grows dark again. The shadow spawns close in on Louis and Melanie as Leo draws his blade. Suddenly, a white orb of light forms in the center of the open table space, expanding throughout the Citadel. The dark beings are vaporized as the light passes through them, and with that, power is restored to the Citadel.
That worked! Nice!
Oh, thank God. I was not ready to face any more of those things.
Hooray! You did it! Now what, though?
Well, with the Citadel back online, each of course should be able to do whatever it is he needs to do. So I guess we just wait?
Warden looks around for a moment, examining the orb. More symbols appear in the open space like a holographic display. Warden begins scrolling through.
What you doing?
These look like computer files. Maybe there's something in here that can give us a leg up on these shadow creatures.
That's not a bad idea. And I'm still amazed you can read that. I mean, if you were a regular synthesoid, I'd just assume it was programmed into you. But...
yeah, it's strange. It's like I know it's foreign, but it almost translates itself for me. It's hard to explain.
Maybe it's some sort of secret realm jumper code? Only the Chosen can read.
You might be onto something. We'll have to see if Mel can read it when she's better.
Warden continues scrolling through the files and stops suddenly.
Warden? Are you okay?
What is it?
This file, it's about me.
Through Warden's eyes, he sees the symbols, clearly spelling out his own name, Adam Kelly. He struggles to find the words.
What the hell is this? Open!
The symbols change rapidly.
Access denied? Bullshit! Open the file! Password? What password?
The same message flashes before him as he grows more uneasy. Warden starts scrolling through the files once more, quickly.
Warden, what are you...
I'm trying to see if they have a file on Melanie or anyone else. It can't just be me. Damn it! Nothing!
Hey, calm down. We can figure out a way to open it. Maybe something around here can give us a clue to the password.
Or maybe someone.
Warden pulls out the stone Edricor gave him and clenches it in his hand.
Bronzeworth!
As Warden tries to find a way to access his file, something sinister brews in the Dark Realm. The Stygian Knight walks across a bridge of living tendrils stretching out. Finally, the bridge's expanse comes to a halt above a large open pit. The knight drops to a knee and bows.
My lord, the shades guarding the citadel have been eliminated.
Darkness swirls in the pits below, rising far above the knight. The impression of a figure in the shadow begins to form as dark purple eyes open up.
It was your responsibility to keep the Citadel offline, Mordom.
My responsibility? I was meant to drive out the enemy. Morbus was supposed to keep them at bay.
Silence! Enough of your pathetic excuses.
The knight lowers his head, clenching his fist tightly.
The Dawnbreakers are no more. I saw to that. But if you're really worried about a couple trespassers, allow me to gather my forces and we will march on the Citadel.
You fool! With the shields up, our forces cannot penetrate the Citadel.
That is where you are wrong. A dormant nester can sneak by undetected. And with my abilities, I can open a rift beyond their defenses and breach from the inside. They would have no choice but to reboot their defenses, which would buy us enough time to invade.
Very well. But I will not waste my forces on your failure. Take what warriors you need to infiltrate the Citadel, but beyond that, it is your duty to dispose of them.
Yes, my lord. It will be done.
Hear me now, Mordom. Make this the last time you fail me.
Mortem rises from his knee and turns away from the giant shadow. The bridge slowly deteriorates behind the knight as he walks away.
I will not fail.
Inside the Citadel, Warden eagerly awaits Bronzeworth's arrival.
What gives? Hedricor said he would appear after I summoned him.
Well... how long did it take for me to show up when you summoned me?
It was pretty instantaneous. The rock shook and then glowed brightly and poof, there you were.
Oh, wow! I didn't know that. That's cool!
Which is why I don't get what's taking this so long. I've called for him 3 times now.
That guy sure had a lot of weird stones at his place. And it's possible he handed you the wrong one.
Warden begins to feel uneasy, worrying for a moment. That is, until the doors open before them. The silhouette of a man stands before them.
Bronsworth?
Yes, I heard you the first time you called.
The aged elven man steps into the room and walks towards the party.
After nearly 30 years, I never expected to be back here. I suppose I have you all to thank for that. My name is Albert Bronsworth, Keeper of the Citadel. Oh dear.
Albert notices Melanie's condition and begins to approach her. Leo stands guard until Warden gives him an okaying wave.
Can you heal her?
I can, but it will take time and silence. Leave me with her.
No! I will not leave my Lady Melanie!
Listen here, boy.
He sworn to her servitude or something like that. He will not leave her. But he won't be a problem. Right, Louis?
Hey, now. This man's gonna make her feel better. You just gotta trust him, okay?
There are barracks down the hall to the right. I can take her to a room to work on her. If you are quiet, you may stay.
Fine. I'll allow it.
The elf carefully picks Melanie up as Louis follows close behind.
Real quick, do you know the password to this thing?
No.
Warden hangs his head low in defeat as Albert and Louis head to the barracks.
Great.
That doesn't mean there's not some clue somewhere. Why don't we go look at the other files?
Warden and Leo spend the next few hours combing through files, finally coming across one that is a simple audio message.
The audio file is corrupted, but there's a transcription of it. Let's see. Favor, Tenebris Mortem, may not return with love, Elior.
The runes once again shift before him as an image of a lock is opened.
Access granted?
The password was his son's name? Come on, that's not very secure.
Warden scrolls back to his file, now unlocked. He opens it, stunned by his findings. Various images of himself are displayed from infancy to 8 years old.
Is that you?
Yes. I don't understand. How? Why?
Warden examines an image of himself resting in his hospital bed post-surgery. He starts back at the beginning.
Who even took this photo? Why are my parents just holding me in the woods? Wait. What the hell?
He quickly moves in closer to examine the edge of the image.
Wait, is that?
That son of a bitch! What's he doing there?
Warden and Leo stare in shock. Though it's hard to make out at first, the edge of the image depicts an old man with a long beard, crooked framed glasses, and a pointed wizard's hat.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Warden struggles to understand what he's found. Leo explores the Citadel, finding a forge with various rare materials.
No way! Ha ha! Dragon scales!
He looks around for a moment, before slipping a few scales into his belt pouch. He's startled by an alarm. Leo jumps, quickly reaching for his blade as the lights flicker. Leo turns to find himself face to face with a stalker. Across the Citadel, Warden finds himself in a similar but far worse predicament. The Dark Knight, Tenebris Mortem, makes his way up the hall with two more stalkers behind.
Find the others. I'll deal with the synthesoid.
Not another step!
Warden aims his cannon at the knight, charging it. The knight does not stop. Warden fires. The explosion wraps around Morton's armor as smoke trails off of him.
Your feeble attempts to stop me are as amusing as they are futile. Let me show you true power.
Morton reaches out as dark energy wraps around his hand. An orb of darkness generates in his palm. Warden watches, almost enthralled by it as it fires forward. The blast strikes Warden, obliterating his shoulder armor. The force sends Warden back into the throne behind him. The Stygian Knight continues approaching.
What the hell?
Warden tries to get back to his feet as Mortem reaches for him, lifting him in the air and tossing him into the table.
You should have stayed home.
Yeah, but what fun would that have been?
Warden forces himself back to his feet, charging at the knight. Over by the forge, Leo battles the Stalker, his flaming blade carving up the shadow before him.
Let's see how you like this.
Leo once again buries his sword into his shield as it transforms into a large greatsword. The Stalker lunges at him, but Leo is prepared. He drives the sword deep into the chest cavity of his attacker. The creature looks stunned, but still tries to reach for the red-headed knight. Quickly, the sword ignites as Leo thrusts the blade upward, cleaving through the Stalker. As the two partial halves fall to the ground, it dissipates.
Getting a lot easier to handle these things.
He straightens up as two black tendrils fly towards him. Across the Citadel, the doors to the barracks are forced open as a large Stalker enters.
Boy, you mustn't let them interrupt the healing ritual. Your life depends on it.
Yes, sir! I won't let them near you!
Louis places one hand upright over the other and takes a deep breath.
Copy!
With a sudden golden cloud of smoke, a second, desaturated Louis forms in the room. Quickly, the two boys bring their staves outward and engage the Stalker.
Ha-ya!
The clone spears forward with his staff, extending it into the chest of the Stalker, who takes the blow. The monster grabs the staff with both hands, getting ready to throw the child when the second Louis leaps onto the extended pole. He makes his way across the limited surface swiftly before springing into the air. The Stalker lets his grip on the staff drop as it prepares to brace for Louis' attack. With another golden puff of smoke, the two Louis trade places, with the clone now in the air. The Stalker turns, confused.
Uh-oh, you're too slow!
The boy catches the shadow off guard, landing a solid jab to the center mass. The Stalker is forced from the room as the clone lands on his staff. Louis uses the momentum to launch the copy towards the enemy, trading places once more. Gravity does most of the work as he plunges down onto his staff, smashing into the Stalker below. Darkness explodes outwards as the shadow is defeated. The two Louis rejoin each other, offering a thumbs up to the other. Back in the war room, Warden struggles against the Dark Knight. He swings wildly with his axe, only to be countered by Tenebris Mortem's dark blade. Warden falls back as tendrils reach for him. He swings his axe, cutting through them as Mortem continues his approach. Thinking quickly, Warden takes his cannon arm and fires a surprise attack. Mortem staggers, showing the first sign of wear this far.
Gotcha!
Warden quickly shifts his arm back and brings his axe into both hands, and he swings towards Mortem, thinking he has the upper hand. As the smoke clears around the Dark Knight, he is greeted by several heavy hits to his chest armor. He starts to back up with each hit.
I have you now!
Warden leaps onto the table nearby and launches himself off of it, gaining incredible height as he brings the axe over his head. Mortem straightens up, thrusting his hand towards Warden. Darkness wraps down his arm into tendrils that resemble a monstrous claw, stretching out towards Warden. The black hand wraps around Warden's faceplate, holding him in the air.
You see, hope is an illusion, a false comfort that blinds you to the reality of your powerlessness. It's a cruel joke, a mirage that tricks you into believing that you ever actually stood a chance.
Warden struggles against the shadow's grip to no avail. He drops his axe.
Well,
What are you waiting for? Do it already!
You think I wish you dead? I want you to join me, Adam.
Warden's eyes brighten as he is caught off guard.
How do you? Not a chance. I would never.
Oh, but you will. It is your destiny.
Warden suddenly remembers his encounter with the dark being days prior.
No! I won't!
Fight it as you may, but the darkness will consume all. It is inevitable.
Mortem slams Warden down to the ground repeatedly until his eyes go dark. As Leo fights off the second stalker, Tenebris Mortem joins the fray.
Come on. Not you again.
You are a persistent one, young knight. Like a pesky mosquito, eager to die. Find the girl. I will take care of him.
The wounded stalker nods, slinking away into the shadows. Mortem draws his black blade as dark energy seeps from it, resembling the flames of Leo's own blade. Leo grins in excitement.
I've been thinking about this all week. Come on.
Your flames are no match for the power of the Void.
The two swords clash as the dark energy seems to weaken the flames of passion. Leo struggles, eventually breaking free. He swings again, maintaining the offensive as Mortem blocks once more. He redirects Leo, causing him to stumble forward as he sways around him.
Pathetic.
Leo's teeth grit as red flame swirls in his iris. He grips his sword tightly as the fire grows brighter. The shadows recoil for a moment before Mortem engages once more. With each heavy hit, the flames rise.
Tell me, knight, is this really the extent of your power? How disappointing.
With a heavy downward strike, Mortem knocks Leo's blade down to his side. He steps forward, kicking him into the stone wall. Leo gets to his hands and knees, blood dripping from his mouth. He stares at the Dark Knight through his messy hair. Mortem approaches, his blade outstretched towards Leo.
Your passion can only take you so far, little knight. And it is a great shame that it is not enough to satiate my lust for combat.
Leo pushes himself back to his feet with a grin on his face. Mortem pauses.
You're forgetting one thing.
Is that so? Enlighten me.
My strength in battle, unwavering resolve, and the fire that fuels my very soul comes from more than just my passion. No, it's also my pride!
Mortem is knocked back from the explosion surrounding Leo. As the smoke clears, Leo hovers above the ground, an azure flame cascading off his arms and head. The Stygian Knight rises, only to be met by Leo's charge. The flaming man smashes into it, crashing into the forge. Leo ignites the forge with his blue flame, burning the Dark Knight.
Enough!
Mortem forces the knight back, his shadows burning away. He recalls his dark blade as Leo retrieves his own. Once again, the two swords meet, only this time the flames of pride seemingly prevailing against the dark power of Mortem's blade.
Come on. Feel satiated yet?
No.
Mortem quickly pulls his blade back and thrusts it forward. Leo isn't fast enough.
Damn it!
Back in the barracks, Albert's healing ritual comes to an eager conclusion as Melanie juts awake.
What happened? Where am I?
Lady Melanie, you're awake!
Yes, and if you wish to keep it that way, we best prepare ourselves. He's coming.
Well, what is going on?
We got the Citadel back online, but more monsters keep coming.
Oh, we need to get back to Warden and Leo.
I'm afraid they've already been dealt with.
Mortem stands in the dark hallway, his eyes glowing a venomous purple. Louis quickly summons a clone as they both prepare themselves. Melanie stares in awe.
What did you just... never mind. That's not important right now. Big scary Shadow Knight!
Louis and his double charge Mortem, springing off their staves for a double flying kick. The kick lands, but the knight doesn't budge. With a swift chop of his hand, Mortem slices right through the clone.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Louis, get back!
Louis tries to retreat, but is quickly snatched by the Stygian Knight. He raises the boy into the air, choking him.
Can't breathe!
No!
Melanie snaps, watching as Mortem slowly kills Louis. Once again, her primal instincts kick in as she transforms.
I'll kill you!
The werewolf lunges for the Black Knight, breaking his grip on the boy. She claws at Mortem, biting down onto his collar. Mortem grabs Melanie by her snout, prying her teeth out of his armor. He lands several powerful hits to the wolf's body as it yelps in pain. He forces his way back to his feet as Melanie lunges again. This time, Mortem is ready. Black tendrils grab Melanie's arms, hoisting her into the air as she snaps her jaws at him, biting down on the air between them.
Let's play a game, shall we?
A third tendril wraps around Melanie's throat, squeezing until she loses consciousness, reverting back to her normal state.
This ends now, demon.
Albert hurls a spear towards Mortem as it is caught.
Albert, it's been a while. You haven't aged a day.
And you have become something far uglier than I could have imagined.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
Mortem cocks his head slightly, before hurling the spear back into Albert, pinning him against the wall. With the aid of his shadowy tendrils, Mortem drags Louis and Melanie back towards the war room. In an auditorium-like room, Warden slowly comes back online. His vision is faulty, glitching in and out as he struggles to make out the figures before him. He shakes his head, clearing his sight as he sees Mortem on top of the stage. Beside him is an unconscious Louis and Melanie, bound in shadowy tendrils. Warden struggles, now realizing he is also being held down.
You bastard! What do you want?
I already told you. I want you to join me, Adam.
And I told you, never!
You will. Pain is a powerful corruptor. It is only a matter of time before you embrace the darkness. And when you do, you will stand by my side, as destiny intended.
So that's your plan? Hurt my friends to try and sway me to the dark side? Gotta admit, it's a pretty shit plan.
Mortem drops from the stage and steps up to Warden, kneeling down to level with him.
I'm no fool. Hurting your friends will only fuel your rage. I will break your spirit.
Mortem gets back up, pacing back towards the stage as tendrils raise him up to the platform. He reaches out, summoning the Black Sword.
You see, Adam, the choice is yours. You can't save them both. And you will have to live with the consequences of your actions.
Are you insane? I'm not going to choose which of my friends die.
Inaction is a choice in and of itself. Decide.
No. I refuse to play your psychotic game.
Very well. Then so be it.
Mortem raises his blade up before Louis, swinging down.
Stop! He's just a kid!
Very well. Your decision has been made.
The Dark Knight switches his grip and thrusts the blade down, impaling Melanie.
No!
Melanie's eyes open suddenly as her last breath escapes her body. Tenebris Mortem pulls the sword from her back as the tendrils release her corpse.
I'll make you pay for this!
Good. Your heartbreak fuels my ascendancy.
Mortem slashes a rift through the plains, crossing over into the Shadow Realm.
Through your grief, darkness finds its throne.
His shadowy tendrils release Louis and Warden as the rift closes. Warden rushes to Melanie, clutching her close.
No, Melanie!
The Terra Arcanum Chronicles, the audio drama, is narrated by Marius Spangenberg and stars Lawrence Sterling Knott and Anna Kate Heinemann. Also with Halo Moon, Andre Canada, Jerky Town, and Joe Clifford. Original music by Mitchell Drake. Written, edited, and produced by Jamie Clifford. This has been a Hopeless Media production.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.